I am Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And joining us is?
I believe his name is pronounced Andrea Venturini.
Yes, correct.
Oh, my God. I got something right. Go figure.
I'll tell you, that's a name, man. Girls love that name.
Well, the funny part is that because of the Venturi tube.
Yeah, you were destined to fly.
Everybody says, oh, but you're related to Venturi.
I don't know.
No, but he suffers from the effects of it.
I definitely got the bug, and I'm addicted now.
Good. How long have you been flying?
Not too long. I'm one of those weird cases, 50 years old, but I stumbled upon aviation just by chance.
Okay.
In the summer in Scotland, a little village in Scotland. I tried gliding, and I could not believe that was possible to do, and I signed in for an accelerated course, and that's here I am now, addicted, flying all over the world.
Nice.
Sounds like a good thing to me.
You know, we all think about America is the only place people fly, and is it as easy to get a pilot's license in Italy as it is here?
I would say no, but of course it's doable. I think I'm very blessed because of some family connection in the United States, so I ended up getting my first license for power after the gliding. The gliding was, as I said, it was in Scotland, Portbouc, great people there. And then I was in New England. I have families in Hartford, Connecticut, and in the summer waiting for my daughter, you know, doing stuff and things. I said, I'm going to go to the airfield, and I quickly got a license. In 40 days, I was licensed because of my skills, through gliding.
Right. Well, you were motivated. That's true, too.
Yeah, 40 days, even with experience. That is quick.
Yeah, it was pretty much. I could have done it in a month, but we had a problem with the fuel contamination and then the rainiest summer. And so therefore, I had to read, 10 days. But pretty much I counted the days. It probably was even less.
Okay. So now he's going to take up seaplanes. That's next.
I have to thank the Jack Brown's seaplane base. They gave me a full course. I could not get the check ride because I didn't have a PPL yet then, but I'm done. So I'm expect to get the check ride maybe this summer. And of course, I can't get enough. So then I went.
I was going to say, there's no grass growing under your feet.
Certification, tow plane pilot, and then tail dragger. I did aerobatic with not with power, with gliding, and then I've been blessed. Some people took notice of my enthusiasm and passion. And first was a great champion, Italian champion Alberto Sironi, who said, "Come and fly with me." And first race we do. Here I am. He says, Andrea, do you realize that today you're going to be Italian champion for the two-seater category? I said, no, I didn't get it. So fast, he said, yeah, if we win today, you are. And so we held the title since 2021.
Nice.
And then the best story, and it's probably why I'm here, is thanks to another genius, Alberto Porto. Another Alberto. This is two Alberto of mine. He called me up. I was 2023. I was honored to be team captain for the gliding Italian team, and I was first in Poland, and then I followed the team in Australia. And while in Australia, I get a phone call from Alberto Porto, says, Andrea, I want you to be free next June. Don't take any commitment. I say, why? I'll tell you when I come back. Well, it turned out to be we flew ultralight, 11 and a half hours over the ocean without refueling, the fastest ultralight in the world, the Risen Super Veloce, and we proved the world that aviation is stepping into a new phase, I think.
That's amazing. And did you look at him and say, are you nuts, 11 hours over water?
Well, that is my problem. I don't think I have a normal brain.
You don't have that gene,
Alberto Sironi, the champion, they say he's nuts. He flies so close to the ridge, at 150 miles an hour, a few feet from the rocks, and people think we're crazy. And I think it's totally normal. I trust him 100%. And Alberto Porto, I trust him 200%. I mean, 11 hours over the Arctic water with iceberg all over the place. Some people say we were crazy. We did everything by the book, by the safety rules. And the machine is, we needed to prove that an Italian-made machine is the new benchmark for light sport aviation.
I like the way that sounds.
Yeah, and, thanks to that flight, I think last year EAA gave the company the Raspet Award and Alberto for advancement in aviation. So that proves. And now, what's next in my life? The reason I'm here, because I started a program a few years ago, and I'm really getting deep into it. It's called Sharing the Passion. I made this motto a few years ago. I ran a very successful gliding page, probably the biggest in the world, called Gliding and Soaring. It's on Facebook, Gliding and Soaring. It's privately owned. It's not like an open one, so I control it. And I have 35,000 members around the world that now connect daily. They write to me, Andrea, I'm going to be in Oshkosh. Can we see each other? And this happens, you know, last night. Two Polish pilots, women, say they want to meet me tomorrow. So I thought, what can I give? I've been given a lot, you know, as you can imagine. I really feel that I've been lucky in life to know, to be one of the elected ones, selected one, to know what aviation is really all about.
Right.
And my goal now is to transfer this luck to the youngster. We notice a lack of new generation. The age of pilots is increasing tremendously. There's not enough new people coming. The clubs are struggling. They're failing, closing down airstrip. Everything you look is not very bright ahead. I mean, of course, the work in a commercial sector for airliner, it might be even better, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the little, you know, a daily Joe flight.
Right.
So, and think about me. I've been asked to do a coast to coast. I did 2022, thanks to Giorgio, another great person, who organized this coast to coast to coast, Florida, California, California to Florida, in about just over 10 days. So I start writing about this thing so I can share them. A magazine, VFR Aviation, thanks to Rodolfo, he given me two cover page of the magazine with my pictures, my stories. And now my stories are all over the Europe, you know, Segelfliegen magazine, French magazine, and British magazine. And I try to share the luck. And I now started a program touring Italy, all the aeronautical high schools. I'm going to get the youngster motivated. Because of the easy access with the gliding world, it's cheaper and faster. I think it's a great way. You start with gliding cheaper, and then if you do have a gift and you know how to, you know, to handle a plane well, then you step into power.
I think that's great anyway, because I think the gliding experience prepares you to handle emergencies better.
Well, Sully says
yes.
It all,
yeah,
right?
Yes, exactly. And let's not forget the Gimli glider,
oh,
too.
Yep. People
that was
know
a
much.
Sailplane
yeah,
pilot.
Not so many people know about the Gimli, but yes, yeah. It is a story to share.
I have a plane tag of the Gimli glider.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
Well, the thing of it being is, you know, we're so obsessed with aviation in this country, it's great to hear your side of the view from across the pond. We have no idea what's going on over there. At least Dave and I don't.
Well, do you know what I'm trying to do? It's hard, but last year I got to meet the Academy from Air Force, the cadets with gliding, and I interview every interesting people I meet right in the street. I pull out my microphone, my phone, and I try to document, you know, their stories. So I met with this cadets from the Air Force, and they have the largest program for gliding, 400 new people licensed every year. And I try to build a bridge. I try to contact the generals, you know, but they're not very responsive.
Yes.
But I don't give up. I don't give up. It's hard for Andrea to give up. So I would like to have an interchange. You know, I'm trying to do that. Since at university, I won a scholarship. I went to Australia, and I was one of the pioneers that did that. And now, why not do it in our sport, in aviation? So get in Europe, because it share the experience is the most amazing thing. It's very quick. I have a baggage of experience. You have a baggage. I give you mine, you give me yours, and we double the knowledge. So let's see if, you know, I like the across the pond expression. So if we, I'm a very born European, but adopted American, because of my first license FAA. And then I did an EASA, so I have two licenses to hold. I'm going to try to see what we can do. I'm contacting companies to get them interested. Icon A5 is a new, amphibious, and, you know, they might be interested in coming over and do some project together.
Nice. Well, I imagine Italy being a very, very old country, there's probably not that many airports.
That is one of the problem. I'm gonna in the fall. I'm gonna try to promote territorial promotion. If I get a hold of that's so I could ask here. Please give me a plane to use in Tuscany. I will give you the best imagery and documentary about flying in Tuscany in Italy, and then we can start from there. And then my bucket list project is to fly around the world for charity promoting, peace and obviously charity,
and aviation.
In aviation.
Yeah. Well, aviation is, people don't realize it, how important it really is. And Italy has some of the more, shall we say, spectacular natural disasters at times. I mean, you guys got, Mount Vesuvius there?
Yeah,
I mean,
before they had, an emergency response team.
Well, this is true, but still, that need doesn't change. You get an earthquake or a volcanic eruption, and what's the first thing that people are looking for? Airports.
Oh, yeah,
to get in supplies.
I agree. And, remember, no matter where you want to go nowadays, you're going to have to do it with a plane. I'd like to give a short thank you to some very important people, especially here at AA. Dick Napisky is the head of the...
He's amazing.
Yeah, and he's been very good to me, and I thank him for that. And then the South African gang with Neil and Trish, they hosted me this year. And then the international tent, which I invite everybody to come today to the parade with Michelle and Margaret and Victor. These are people that I wanted to thank because it's really nice to give back what you receive.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of what goes on is that people pay it forward.
Yep. Yeah. We've been speaking with Andrea Venturini.
Yeah, correct.
That was a good guess, wasn't it? This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
This is EAA Radio.